You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is Sonadanda's Teaching. Once upon a time, the Buddha and his disciples were traveling to Anga. On their journey, they stayed at Gagara, a beautiful lotus pond next to the city of Kempa. At that time, a Brahmin named Sonadanda lived in Kempa. Sonadanda was from a noble and esteemed family. In 7 generations, none of his family were ever slandered. Sonadanda was well learned in astrology, traditional scriptures, and rituals. He was also a teacher to 500 disciples and taught them tirelessly. Kempa was ruled by King Prasenajit of Kosala. The city was prosperous and the people lived in plenty and stability. The king recognized Sonadanda's skills and decided to grant him the city to lead. Soon, the people of Kempa heard of the Buddha's arrival at Gagara. Everyone knew the Buddha was an eloquent sage, highly skilled at teaching, and pure in conduct. Gathering in groups, old and young, all yearned to see the Buddha and hear his teachings. When Sonadanda saw the crowds of people rushing off towards Gagara, he asked his attendant, "What is happening? Where are they all going?" His attendant replied, "They're going to see the Buddha." On hearing this, Sonadanda immediately instructed his attendants to gather everyone to go visit the Buddha. As they were about to depart, one of his disciples asked, "Teacher, why are we gathering in such a hurry? Are you taking us on a study trip?" Sonadanda replied, "The Buddha is at Gagara. We are all going to see him. He's an enlightened being. His teachings are true and can help us dispel our defilements. We should seize this opportunity to seek his advice." In unison, all the disciples exclaimed, "No, teacher." Then one disciple said, "You cannot go see him. The Buddha is a visitor in our city, and you are the great Brahmin and leader of the city. You possess great virtue, wisdom, and eloquence. The Buddha should come here, seeking your advice instead." Sonadanda replied, "Though everything you said about me is true, you must all know that the Buddha is of the Sakya clan, with a noble bearing and gentle, compassionate words. He has transcended all desires. Therefore, he is the teacher to us all. King Bimbisara and King Prasenajit make offerings and pay their respect to the Buddha. I yearn to be like him. This is why we must all go to see the Buddha." Everyone assembled simply nodded quietly. Soon after, Sonadanda and his disciples set foot for Gagara. However, on the way, Sonadanda began to worry. He thought, "What if I ask the Buddha the wrong questions? If he doesn't like my questions, will he scold me publicly? Everyone will think me foolish then. How can I be the leader of Kempa if its people think me a fool? If the Buddha asks me a question I cannot answer, not only will everyone think me foolish, but also weak as well." The Buddha already knew of Sonadanda's worries. When Sonadanda and his disciples arrived, the Buddha greeted them compassionately. Once everyone was seated, the Buddha asked Sonadanda, "May I please ask you a question? What are the criteria for someone to become a Brahmin?" On hearing this question, Sonadanda's worries disappeared. He thought, "How wonderful. It seems the Buddha somehow understood my worries on the way here. His first question is simple enough for me to answer. So Sonadanda sat upright, looked happily at his disciples, and replied with a smile. There are 5 criteria to becoming a Brahman. 1. Be born a Brahman. 2. Be skilled in all Vedas, astrology, and rituals. 3. Have noble bearing. 4. Follow the precepts. 5. Have wisdom and understanding. The Buddha replied, "Excellent answer. If someone only had 4 of the 5 criteria, could they still become a Brahman?" "Yes, Buddha. If someone only meets 4 criteria, they can still become a Brahman," Sonadanda replied. "What if they were missing 1 more? Can they still become a Brahman?" the Buddha asked. "Yes, Buddha. As long as 3 criteria are met, they would still qualify," Sonadanda replied. The Buddha asked again, "What if they meet less than 3? "Of course, if they only observe the precepts but do so with wisdom and understanding, they can still become a Brahman," Sonadanda replied. As Sonadanda finished speaking, the room was in an uproar. Sonadanda's 500 disciples were shaking their heads and talking excitedly amongst themselves. It was obvious they disagreed with their teacher. The Buddha then spoke, "Should any of you think that your teacher does not have a noble bearing, was not born a Brahman, and does not have the eloquence, wisdom, or the words to answer my questions, please step forward and speak up. Otherwise, please just listen quietly." Ashamed, Sonadanda said to the Buddha, "I am very sorry. Please allow me to teach them." Sonadanda then turned to his disciples and said, "Here with us is my nephew, Manava, with a noble bearing none can compare to except the Buddha. If Manava were to kill someone right now, could he still become a Brahman?" On hearing this, all were speechless. The Buddha continued, "Well said, Sonadanda. If you had to choose between precepts and wisdom, could you still become a Brahman?" "No, Buddha. Precepts are wisdom just as wisdom is also precepts. One cannot exist without the other," Sonadanda replied. The Buddha nodded happily and said, "You're right. As you just said, if there are precepts, there is wisdom. Precepts lead to wisdom, and wisdom leads to precepts. Like a person washing their hands, both left and right hands are needed, the left cleaning the right, and vice versa." The Buddha then spoke of his teachings on precepts, generosity, and many more. After listening to the Buddha's teachings, Sonadanda was moved and decided to take refuge under him. He became a devout devotee that diligently followed the 5 precepts. This story highlights the importance of precepts and wisdom. In this story, the Buddha teaches that precepts lead to wisdom, and wisdom leads to precepts. The relationship between precepts and wisdom is significant. Precepts are like our teacher, guiding us to know what we can and cannot do. Precepts give us direction when we lack wisdom. By observing the precepts, we will refrain from causing harm to ourselves and others. We will think and act virtuously and progress on the path to wisdom. Likewise, we must use our inner wisdom hand in hand with our knowledge, experiences, and understanding. Abiding by the precepts will aid us in making sound decisions. This is how precepts lead to wisdom, and wisdom leads to precepts. Just as Venerable Master Xing Yun says, where Dharma is, there lies the way. Where precept is, there can be no transgressions. This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.